say through the morning will be clear. But what I suggest for the people who have never done meditation or done very little meditation is that at the end of the morning, at 12:15, there will be a 30-minute period of walking, and then during that time, maybe 15 minutes of it, we can gather around here and then we can have a little chat together. But I'll remind you of that at the time. So the theme of the day that was chosen was letting go. And so generally I do letting go in terms more of non-grasping, but I thought I'd like to do a little something different. And so today I like to look at letting go actually in a very different way. Because often when we talk about letting go, you have the feeling, I must let go. It's kind of like, let go. Often, you know, you're let go. Let go. And then you don't let go. This is what is interesting. You can tell yourself how much you want to let go. It doesn't work. There is this stickiness. There is something which makes it very difficult. And so in a way, of course, sometimes it's good. I mean, we have to let go. Sometimes we have. It's kind of like, you know, if we continue with something, it's really, something really terrible is going to happen. So we, in a way, force ourselves to let go. But to me, that's kind of like this forcing. Generally, it's kind of, you know, we can manage sometimes due to certain conditions, but a lot of the time it doesn't work. So in a way, the question is, how can I let go? How can there be this kind of, you know, opening? How can I, in a way, renounce something without forcing myself? But that it kind of, it's kind of more like kind of a natural opening, a natural de-grasping. And I think at that level, that's why this morning I like to look more at letting go in terms of trying to work with it in meditation. And this afternoon, I look at letting go more in terms of letting go into our daily life. And so what I'd like us to do is to, this morning, we'll do walking, sitting and walking. And now I'm going to give some instructions. And in terms of letting go, what I want us to do is actually to follow the Buddha's instructions. And so I'm going to read a quote from a text from the Majjhima Nikaya. And this is what the Buddha says. For the Buddha, feelings are known as they arise, as they are present, as they disappear. Perceptions are known as they arise, as they are present, as they disappear. Thoughts are known as they arise, as they are present, as they disappear. And personally, I would say that this is the key to letting go. The key to letting go is not forcing oneself, or it's not telling oneself, I must do this, I must do that. But the key to letting go is actually this instruction of the Buddha, to know feelings as they arise, as they are present, as they disappear. Perception as they arise, as they are present, as they disappear. Thought as they arise, as they are present, as they disappear. And why am I saying this? It's because I have doing meditation. When we cultivate meditation, generally we develop creative awareness. And as we become more aware, and one has to be careful to see the meditation is not so much to create a certain state of concentration, but more to develop a certain type of awareness, which then we can use in the way the Buddha has described. And if we are aware of ourselves in that way, actually letting go happen. And this is what I notice more and more. That, for example, let's say something happened with my husband. I am in the car. We're trying to find a parking space. We can't find one. We get tense, different, conflicting idea. And then one of us make a remark. A little cutting. The other one makes a little remark, a little cutting, and then you feel something. You feel, you know? And more, what I do is I look, a feeling has arisen. And my question is, how long is it going to last? And what I do, in order to see how long it's going to last, I just observe it. I observe it, I feel it, I know it, and generally within 2 red lights, it goes. But I am not letting go of it. I have not done anything. The only thing I have done is to just observe it. But really, totally, fully observe it, experience it. Instead of thinking about it, instead of proliferating about it, instead of exaggerating about it. So in a way, with this meditation, what we do is that we let go of the proliferation, of the exaggeration, of the identification. But it's not complicated. The only thing we have to do is actually to stay within the experience. But it's true, it's not easy, because we're so used to identify with our feeling, our perception, our thought, and to proliferate. We're really so used to go into abstraction, to think about things, instead of really experiencing things as they happen. And if you do that, you don't exaggerate. And a lot of the time, the things just go. There is another thing we often do. Something happens, especially if we do meditation and we are maybe a little Buddhist on the side, and we feel bad. Never mind, doesn't matter, it's okay, may all beings be happy, it's okay. You know? Then something similar happens, you feel bad, no, it's okay, yes. And then third time it happens and you really react extremely strongly. And much more strongly that in a way it warrants. And the person says, wait a minute, I did not do nothing, very little. Why are you reacting so strongly? And because here we do nearly the opposite. We ignore something, we push it away. And through that, again, we give it more power. Instead of kind of something feels wrong. And you kind of, how does it feel? What are the conditions that gave rise to it? And then, how can I creatively engage with this situation? And so I would say, the key, I would say, to a certain letting go, is what the Buddha says. To really know, to really experience, but stay with the experience of the feeling, the perception, and the thought, and to just accompany it. And in a way to start, I think what it can help us to start with, how long is this going to last? And just to be interested in that, instead of the commentary of it, or instead of, you know, us being right, or this should be that way, or whatever we... I mean, of course, in daily life, often we have to kind of react in certain ways. But I think during 2 days, what we could explore, since as far as I know, nobody is doing anything to you, so it could be, should be safe, is just in a way to do the meditation, to do the walking, to do the sitting, and to try to do what I will recommend, will be to just do the watching the breath, or listening to the sound, or whatever you do which works for you in terms of meditation. So as a means to settle, and then time to time, not all the time, because then it can be a little too much, kind of, one can easily go into judging the feeling, because I'm not asking you to judge the feeling, to judge the perception, or to judge the thought. I'm asking you to just experience it, to just know it throughout. And so in a way, you do the meditation, and then time to time you notice. If there is a certain feeling, notice the rising of the feeling. Notice how it is, and notice when it's gone. The same with a thought. Try to follow. This is in a way the question. Can we follow a thought without being identified with it? In a way, can we follow a feeling without being caught in the feeling? And that's where the letting go comes in. Because if you're not caught, you are with the thing in such a different way. You can really know it, you can really feel it, but there is none of that holding. So this is what I would suggest that you play with today. Not that all the time you try to the same degree, be with all the thought, all the feeling, all the perception. That's not possible. But time to time, choose one. And just try to be with it in a different way. Try to observe it. Try to know it. Try to experience it. And with the feeling, what you will see is that it's there, and then it goes. The perception, it's kind of a little harder. And the thought, it's even harder. So, see how you can do with these three different things. And another thing I wanted to present was another quote from the Buddha about feeling. And the Buddha said, we can make an end of suffering by abandoning the tendency to grasp at pleasant feeling, by dissolving the tendency to resist painful feeling, and by abolishing the tendency to ignore neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling, I would call neutral feeling. So in a way, what is he saying? And to me it follows from what I suggested to be with feelings. Is that, for example, if you're aware of feelings, then you're aware also that it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And then we can also become aware that if it's pleasant, I want more of this. I want it to last. This is a good meditation. If only all my meditation could be that good. Oh, you have an unpleasant feeling. You're sitting in meditation, you have lots of thoughts, you have lots of pain, and what do you say? This is terrible. I can't meditate. What am I doing here? I should have gone and done something else. If this doesn't work, I can't do it. Instead of just being, I'm distracted or I'm a little unwell, and this is what's going on in the moment. And within even the painful feeling, that's what is interesting with painful feelings, that if there is a feeling which is a little painful, if you really observe it, and if you notice its changing nature, you actually can see it is not half as continuous as you think it is. It is not as solid as we think it is. And with the neutral, in a way you have a neutral feeling, and a lot of the time you think, nothing is going on. This is so boring. I am so boring. Everything is boring. Da, da, da. And then you go into the meaninglessness of the universe. And in a way, when nothing is going on, not painful, not pleasant, actually it's peaceful. This is what is interesting. The Buddha associated neither pleasant nor painful with actually, if you really understand it properly, with being peaceful, with being restful. So in a way, as you, through this meditation, you're more aware of feeling. And also noticing the tendency to grasp, the tendency to push away, the tendency to ignore. And instead, just being with it as it arrives, as it stays wild, and as it disappears. Everything comes and goes. So in a way, this is what I would suggest we do today. And at the same time, as we are doing it, letting go of the extreme. Because I have a feeling we have a tendency to go more for the extreme. And this is what the Buddha says. If energy is applied too forcefully, it will lead to restlessness. And if energy is too lax, it will lead to lassitude. Therefore, keep your energy in balance. Penetrate to a balance of the spiritual faculties. And this is also something to me which is about letting go. Then often we might have a tendency to really kind of go for one thing. Again, this it must be really strong. Either it's fantastically good, either it's fantastically bad, and I must really try very hard, but if it's not working, why should I care? Often we have this really either or, black or white, kind of attitude. And so I think what is interesting is that as we sit in meditation, to see a little the difference between trying to harm. And often that's what we do. I am coming to do meditation on a Sunday. This is special. I must do this meditation. I must try. And really, I must have no thought. This is the first thing. I don't know why when people meditate, they think they must have no thought. So you sit and you try to be with the breath. No thought. A thought. Bad. Bad. I am a bad person. But we can't stop thought. Thoughts are just the brain doing its job. Our job is just to try not to be so caught in it. They arise. And if you really see the thought arising, you will have a different relationship to it. Instead of kind of being caught in it, you don't have to worry about the thought. Just let them appear. They will appear, then they will just disappear. If you don't do anything with them, you just let them appear, you see them, and then back to the breath. So that's what I would suggest in terms of kind of the energy and the balance. To try to see, can I try not to harm in the way that I'm not making myself tense about this meditation. I must meditate this way. I must experience this. And just try it. Just cultivate the meditation. Not worrying every 2 seconds about the result. Is this working or not? And if there is lots of thought, it's great. Because you have all this opportunity to be with this thought. To be present. They're arising. They're being there. They're disappearing. This great opportunity. And at the same time, to be careful of not trying enough. Like, if you don't try at all, it's like, they're really, I must say, it will be very unsatisfying. And so that's why I think in terms of the meditation, what is useful if we can find a good posture. This is the first thing, really, to really find a good posture. So we find a posture where the back is straight, the shoulders are open, the head is resting lightly on the shoulders. And then I would like to suggest that we start with the breath. And possibly if you have a cold and you really have trouble breathing and you have difficulty concentrating on the breath, then you can either focus on the body or you can just listen to sound. Just see what works for you. So we find a comfortable posture. Our eyes might be gently closed or half closed, just gazing in front of us. And we're really present, aware of sitting here. As I am sitting here, I have a certain feeling of sitting here, a certain perception of sitting here, an awareness of sitting here. And then gently I rest my attention on the breath. We could start by experiencing the air coming in through the nostril. We breathe in, we feel the air coming in. We breathe out, we feel the air coming out. And at the same time, try not to control the breath too much. Trying to let it happen by itself. And we follow it. And then if a thought comes up, just being aware of it arising. Can I be aware of it being present without being caught by it? And can I be aware of it disappearing? If a certain feeling arises, can I be aware of it coming up? Can I be aware of it being present without naming it, without going into stories about it, just experiencing it? And then seeing it go. Cool.